Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of May 13th, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This past week saw hundreds of special education students experiencing overnight stays and activities here at Camp Courageous. Received a nice note from the students at Cardinal of Eldon. They write, "Camp staff, thank you for another great year at Camp Courageous. It is the highlight of our year. Our favorite activities were the train ride, swimming, campfire, and raising the flag. Thank you again, Cardinal." In addition, Camp Courageous once again partnered with the United Stroke Alliance to host their annual stroke camp. The camp was established to help stroke survivors and caregivers improve their quality of life. It was a weekend full of activities, entertainment, laughter, music, games, crafts, and so much more. Wonderful group, and we feel so honored to align ourselves with them. The Camp Courageous Travel Program recently took trips to Norwalk for a glamping trip. We also have campers this weekend up on the Yellow River, or along the Yellow River, doing activities too. Had lots of volunteer groups out this past week. One was Transamerica. Camp Courageous and Transamerica go back to the earliest days of Camp Courageous, back with Life Investors, Agon, and now Transamerica. In my office on my wall is a picture going back to 1985 of Life Investors. They did a fundraiser for Camp Courageous celebrating the 25th anniversary of Life Investors, and they were raffling off a McLaren sports car with the proceeds going to Camp Courageous. The drawing was on Valentine's Day, and a University of Iowa student won. About $55,000 was raised after taxes. It's the largest contribution ever made to that date. Individuals in that picture include Bob Ray, Marie Swope, Wilbur Hollis, Cheryl Hollingsworth, Pat Ryan, Art Christofferson, one of our former board members too, Charles Schwartz, Pat Beard, Theron Thompson, also one of our past board members, and Jim Kreutzenbecker. What a wonderful group. And here's one of their volunteers this week talking to us about Camp Courageous. Here's Bruce.
My name is Bruce Crowther. I'm with Transamerica here in Cedar Rapids. As part of our company's vision and behaviors that we try to instill, well, we look at tuning in, stepping up, and being a force for good. So this is a week globally where Agon and Transamerica is looking to get out in the community and give back to the people that have been that are our customers, our clients, and in the communities where we live. So we're just out here to help support Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous is incredible. I came out for a tour with Toby here a little while ago, and he took me all around, and just the activities, all of the buildings, the facilities, it's amazing. I just think it's really, really, really well kept up, and that's probably because they have a lot of great volunteers, and of course management, who are taking care of the camp.
The group that you're with, haven't very many of them been out here before?
We have a couple of folks that have, for sure. One mother used to bring her daughter here quite some time ago, and we have a lady with us that lives in Monticello, and so she comes out and volunteers quite a bit. So those two, for sure, I know have been here before. A beautiful day like this, a beautiful project like supporting Camp Courageous, and then just being, sort of team building with the people that were out here today. Couldn't ask for anything more than that.
Tomorrow is Mother's Day, and we wish all those mothers out there in our audience a happy Mother's Day. A week from tomorrow is Cruising for Camp Courageous. It'll be Sunday, May 21st. Gates open at 10 a.m. and go to 4 p.m. It's fun for the whole family. There's usually about 400, 500 cars, trucks, motorcycles, and other vehicles. This year, you can come and see a monster truck on display. The Bumblebee will be here, which is a Camaro. There's going to be a Tesla S Plaid, which is the fastest car in manufacture out there. It'll go 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds. Taylor Concessions will be here with their food truck, offering delicious things like fried Twinkies and funnel cakes. Check out everything as far as our silent auction, music, craft show, and so much more. Once again, that's next Sunday, May 21st, beginning at 10 a.m. in the morning. Also, this next week on Wednesday, May 17th, we have Great Give Day. You can go to our website and get more information on that. And also, May 22nd through the 27th, Fairway will be having a roundup for Camp Courageous. So we sure do appreciate all of our friends at Fairway for making that possible. Camp Courageous was saddened by the recent passing of John Botkin, 88, of Marion. John and Phyllis had been married 63 years. Wonderful couple. Our relationship with John goes back over 40 years ago. Upon coming to Camp Courageous in 1980, it was noted that there was the immediate need for Camp's finances to be professionally audited. Camp's board member at that time, Merle Hennessy, recommended the services of John Bach, a CPA, who did the work for Hennessy Construction Firm at that time. John guided Camp Courageous through some challenging times. John's professionalism and keen desire to see Camp succeed and grow was evident through his endless dedicated work. In 1997, John retired from Hogan and Hanson. It was followed by the talents of Kevin Ballard and now Jennifer Decker, all extremely active with Camp Courageous. Our sympathy goes out to Phyllis and her family. Our need of the week is smoke detectors. The combination smoke detector and CO2 detectors would be a wonderful donation to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous' largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, is now open year-round. It is located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. Monday through Friday, it's open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. It's run 100% by volunteers. Over 100 volunteers make that fundraiser possible. You name it, they have it. Clothes, houseware, jewelry, bedding, decorations, toys, children's items, adult items. They now take cash or credit cards. And a big thank you to all the volunteers, all the donors, and all those folks who shop at the Manchester Garage Sale. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend. Happy Mother's Day. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous for Cruising for Camp Courageous next Sunday. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.